This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper and executive director of the World Sweeping Association. We're in part two of our interview with Les Jalisco. This part starts in about 1972 when he had hired a welder and they were welding together a variety of railings and this and that, signposts and so forth. But when the business got a little slow, the welder had experience with a company that manufactured a rock picker, and so that guy suggested, why don't they build a rock picker? And they built one just like the other company had built, and again, that's where Les's engineering background and entrepreneurial bent came in. And I'll let you take it from there, Les. You looked at the rock picker that the man that worked for you had built, and what was your reaction?
Well, the reaction is that he built the very simple version of it, which was basically, surprisingly, the rock picker that picks large rocks is very, very simple. To pick small rocks, because, of course, small rocks are a lot more of them, and it's far more complicated than the one that picks the big rocks. So he built the rock picker that was identical to the other company's model for big rocks. And I said, well, why don't we build one? Why couldn't we build one that would do the same thing? And he explained to me why you can do it. Is the reason is that the machine that picks small rocks, it's basically a continuous picking. You just drive and you throw the surface rocks, the small rocks, into a hopper. But if you come up to a big rock that is, let's say, halfway or three-quarters way in the ground, there's no way of just flipping it up on the go. You have to stop and pry it out of the ground, and that's the type of machine that he built for me. So it's impossible to do both tasks with one machine. So this is where my idea came in, is that what if we could stop the picking mechanism and have it just like the original large rock picker, to pick large rocks, the type of rock picker picks large rocks, if you were able to shut down the picking mechanism and just pry it out just like with the other one. So then when you did that, you could just go back and have the real. So I found that hydraulics, and it was pretty new at the time, hydraulic motors. I thought that if we were to put a hydraulic motor on, then we could shut the picking mechanism off, and with the rake we could dig the big rock. So basically, we could have one machine that could do both jobs. We built a prototype, and it worked. I put a hydraulic motor on to drive the reel. They call it the reel. The picking mechanism is a reel. And then with, of course, hydraulic, you could shut it off. You could reverse it. The other part is that with existing machines, that, of course, which was a separate machine, is that if you jam the rock into the mechanism, it was very dangerous and very, very serious accidents that's happened. When you pry the reel open, it would be under tremendous spring tension, and it would clung the guy in the head, and maybe he got maimed or whatever. But serious injuries were. But with the hydraulics, you could reverse it. And the way you jammed the rock in, if you reverse the reel, it would just kick it out. So it was really a revolutionary feat at the time to build the machine. I just made it work, and it was very, very successful. After my first demonstration, that's another long story how I got there. But anyway, I demonstrated in the United States to a distributor in North Dakota, and he gave me an order for 100 machines after the very first demonstration.
Wow, that's great.
And our original plan was the plan was to build 25, but we thought that if we were 10 or 12, we sell the first year, that would be very good. So here I am with an order for 100 of these machines. About 2 weeks later, I get a call from a Canadian distributor, and because he heard through the grapevine that the other company bought machines from me. And so he called me up, and he heard that Dacon, which was the guy's name was Scott Reardon, bought 100 machines. And he says, if he could buy 100, I could buy 100. So I got there 200 orders to start with. So it was really surprising that hydraulics were new, relatively new, and it was not used, of course, on rock picker. It had some limited use of the hydraulic motors at the time.
Was it in tractors, or where was hydraulics being used?
Okay, the tractors had hydraulics, okay, and it's what I tried to get at. The tractors, the old tractors had limited hydraulics. The new tractors had pretty good hydraulics and hydraulic motors. The old tractors basically could not run very efficiently a hydraulic motor. And all my tests on my rock picker was with old tractors because I couldn't afford to have a new tractor. So my machine, the rock picker, worked good, but because we are limited hydraulic, the rock picker worked, what, let's say, very good, but not to the extent of when I demonstrated in the U.S. It was they had a brand new tractor, and I myself couldn't believe how much better the machine worked or how well it worked. I was more surprised than they were how well the machine worked, because I never seen it work that well, again, because of the old tractors.
Right.
So the hydraulic on the tractor drives a hydraulic motor, which is on our equipment. That's generally the system. And it just really made rock picking.
It sounded like it just turned the page on what could be done with
hydraulic motors. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There were very, very few in all of the farm equipment industry. At the time, I couldn't even think of any that, or there must have been some, but it just wasn't used.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, right now everything is driven by hydraulics, as you know, on farm machinery.
Sure.
So it was really a revolutionary idea at the time.
I mean, how long did the business operate or to make rock pickers?
We up to today with very minor. First of all the other manufacturers are. Every single rock picker is hydraulically driven. There is no other PTO or ground drive rock pickers on the market. Every single one is, of course, I was just the first one to implement it. This particular rock picker, that the original design, is still the number one seller of rock pickers in the world, even today.
Wow, that's fabulous.
It's still the number one. So that's how popular it got.
Right. So there was business.
And even today, I sold the company, but they still manufacture this particular model. And, of course, I build bigger models and different things with hydraulics after, of course. But that was the first one, the rock picker.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. And with that, we'll move on to the more information about Sweepy.